welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. My name is Kristen, and today we'll be looking at the readings for the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, November 6th, 2022. Let's start with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, in this month of November, the entire church ponders and prays through All Saints and All Souls Day, and this reality that this life is temporary, that there is something bigger and eternal on the other side of this earthly life. Lord, let us enter into these readings and be inspired and be convicted and be empowered, Lord, by your living word to live well so that we might live with you forever in eternity someday. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So my coworker Catherine recently wrote a blog post. You can find it on our website, but she tells a story about how in college she spent a semester studying in Rome over in Italy. And one of her professors was talking one day in class about the Bone Church. That's not its name, but the nickname is the Bone Church. And it's this church where the crypt church underneath the main church is entirely decorated with real human bones, which is kind of creepy and very strange, right? So Catherine was intrigued. So she went and made a visit to this bone church. And, you know, upstairs, it looks like a normal church, beautiful, big, you know, all the things you would imagine. And then she goes down the steps to the crypt church underneath. And sure enough, the entire thing is decorated with human bones. You can Google this. You can check it out for yourself. There's lots of pictures of the bone church. But she found a sign there, and it was written in multiple languages. And it was as if the bones and the people whose bones they were had a message for the visitors to this church. And the sign said this: "What you are, we were. What we are, you will be." I'm going to say that again. What you are, living humans, we, these bone people, we were. And what we are, no longer living on earth, you will be. That's pretty sobering. That's pretty real. And it's not meant to be scary. It's just true. And the reality is that this life will end for all of us. This life will end, and after this life comes something. And the readings are all about that on Sunday. This life is not the only life. And in November especially, we remember this. There's a phrase in Latin that we have in the Catholic Church, and it's called memento mori. It means remember your death. Memento mori, remember your death. Remember that you will die, like these bones speak to us in this crypt church in Rome. What you are living on the earth now, we were too, right? We were once alive on the earth. But what we are now, no longer living on the earth, you will be. It's not meant to be scary. It's meant to just be a good reminder so that we live well. Look at the first reading for Sunday. It comes from the book of Maccabees during the revolt, the Maccabees revolt. The Maccabee family was this remnant, these very few people who were still living faithfully to the Jewish laws and the traditions, and they were being persecuted. And so we hear about, in this reading, seven brothers and their mom being arrested and tortured for their faith. But they would not turn back. They would not deny God. They would not give up their faith to save their earthly life. And one of the brothers said this to the people who had arrested him, the bad guys, right? He says, "You are depriving us of this present life, but the King of the world will raise us up to live again forever. It is for his laws that we are dying." And then another brother says this: "It is my choice to die at the hands of men with the hope God gives of being raised by him," right? I know that this life is temporary. Whether I die now because you're killing me, this brother says in the book of Maccabees, whether I die now because you're choosing to kill me, or I die later out of old age in my own bed, this life is going to end. And that's okay, because the next life lasts forever. There is resurrection. There is something that comes next. And it's bigger and better and more wonderful than anything on this earth. We read in the gospel, the Sadducees always trying to trip up Jesus, right? Always trying to get him to say something silly so that people would stop following Jesus. they did not believe in the resurrection. They did not believe that there would be life after death and that our bodies would rise from the dead. But Jesus says very clearly, those who are deemed worthy to attain the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead can no longer die. They are the children of God because they are the ones who will rise, right? Stop asking me your silly questions, right? Marriage is for the earth. There's no marriage in heaven because you don't need marriage in heaven. Heaven is perfect and it's wonderful and everyone is going to be fully with God and fully with each other. There is a resurrection. There is life after this one. And it's the big one, right? This life that we're living now on the earth is like the practice, right? For the big one, which is coming next. Our readings for this Sunday remind us very clearly that we can be courageous. We can live as if there's life after this one because Jesus promised that there is. And he even showed us that he is stronger than death when he rose from the dead himself and then ascended into heaven. He has promised that this is what awaits us on the other side of this earthly life. So don't let the creepy bone church creep you out too much, right? Don't let the story of the Maccabees make you feel sad. All of this points to the reality that Jesus is stronger than death. Jesus is victorious over death, that this life is temporary, but the next one isn't. And so he has transformed death into a doorway that leads to eternal life. Let's listen to those bones, those people crying out to us from beyond this earthly life again. What you are now, we were, but what we are now, you will be. Memento mori, remember that you will die. Remember that so that you live this life well and that you get to know the Lord well so that you know exactly who it is waiting for you on the other side of death because it's the same person who loves you perfectly even now. Lord Jesus, you don't want us to fear death. You do not have us thinking about our death to scare us or to make us stressed or anxious, Lord. You remind us that we will die because it's true and because you want us to spend our lives well on earth. You want us to spend our lives well here so that we could spend eternity with you in heaven, Lord. So give us the grace. Give us the grace to not be afraid. Give us the grace to fall ever more in love with you and to follow you so that we might actually look forward to life in eternity. Because it will be far more wonderful than any life here. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This episode of Enkindle is brought to you by The One Best Thing, the new interactive book and multimedia series from the team at Ablaze Family Ministries. And it will help each person in your family and in your parish family to encounter and respond to Jesus. You can order your copy and learn more by going to ablazefamily.org/onebestthing.